from the 1956 film The Girl Can't Help It, starring Tom Yule and Jane Mansfield. What a combination. A large part of the film featured performances by rock and roll artists. We heard Gene Vincent, Bebopalula, and Little Richard before that with the title track, Girl Can't Help It. Dwayne Eddy before that, and his instrumental hit from 1960, which was the main theme of the motion picture, Because They're Young. It's a couple of minutes past one. Pete Fornatale at WNEW-FM in New York, in the middle of the best of movie rock. We'll take a giant step into the 60s right after this message. I should be sleeping like a love, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. Just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel alright. You know I feel alright. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Back on the ground, won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
The story of the Beatle movies in five songs. In reverse order from 1970, we heard Let It Be. 1968, the animated cartoon based on Yellow Submarine. 1967, Magical Mystery Tour. In 1965, Help. And from 1964, of course, A Hard Day's Night. 117, Pete Fornatale, WNEW-FM in New York. And just as a whole bunch of English bands made it into the charts on the coattail of the Beatles in the United States, so too did the same thing happen in the film industry. Upon the critical and commercial acceptance and acclaim of A Hard Day's Night, a whole bunch of British bands made movies that were similar in style and technique to what the Beatles had done. The first of these that I remember came in 1965 from the Dave Clark Five.
One, two, three, four! Saturday night, everybody have fun. You don't know, but I'm having me some. You left me at home, don't I? Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Here they come again. Just if you can, time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you
life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown.
Hold on, hold on.
You've got a girl who really loves you.
You've got a girl.
She'll do anything you ask her to. Yet you treat her wrong. You just string her along. Brother, if I were in your shoes, I would hold on, hold on, hold on tight, and make the whole world know she's mine. I would hold on, hold on with all my might. A love like hers is very hard to find.
Hold on, hold on, I would.
Herman's Hermits got away with two movies in the 60s, not just one. From 1965, Hold On, and then again in 1968, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. Films based on songs of theirs, of course. Jerry and the Pacemakers with Ferry Cross the Mersey, and the Dave Clark Five with the title track from their motion picture, Having a Wild Weekend, which included in its soundtrack the big 1965 hit for the Dave Clark Five. Catch us if you can. 129 at 102.7 radio in New York, where we are featuring the best of movie rock until noon tomorrow, WNEW-FM. And in the middle of our movie rock, I'd like to present for you now another trend of the middle 60s. Not only were there movies totally devoted to songs and rock stars and rock groups in rock situations, but a whole number of straight commercial releases that for one reason or another chose rock groups and composers to write and perform the themes for those films. I mean, this is a practice, obviously, that is still done to this very day and has been around ever since the cataclysmic union of rock and motion pictures. But there were a whole bunch of bands that sometimes unexpectedly you would walk into a movie theater, sit down, take your seat, the film began, and there would be this familiar sound of a band that you were sure you knew coming at you over the titles of the film. I'm going to play, well, I don't even know how many of them, but a whole bunch of them in a row here without identifying them. See how many you either remember, saw the films of, or can identify from the sound or the title of the film in question. We'll begin with this one from 1965.
Ride the wild surf, gotta Look at me, I can see the real. 'Cause when you shook me